Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Ron DeSantis especially. I'll tell you why. Because today isn't yesterday. Yesterday was not a great day for Ron DeSantis. How bad was it? Well, Jim Garrity over at National Review's, hey, this wasn't that bad. Everybody should calm down, get over it. But the way the entire glitch-filled opening of his campaign was revealed, it may be a serious indication that he is not the guy who's going to be standing up there on the big steps on January 20th of 2025, taking the new oath of office. What is the impact on the entire race for the presidency, both the Republican nomination and the race after that? We'll talk about that with Jonathan Allen of NBC, who's going to be joining us. We'll also be talking a little bit about the intersection of faith and politics. Can faith really help a politician? Can it help him not only in appealing to the public as a man of faith, but in having the kinds of leadership that religion is more likely to give you? There's a new book called Lincoln's God about the transformation of Abe Lincoln from being a religious skeptic and a doubter, as he clearly was when he was a very young man, into being somebody who read the Bible assiduously and carefully during his presidency. We'll be talking to Joshua Zeitz, who wrote the book Lincoln's God, and Bjorn Lomborg, expert on climate, the future of the world, of the country. He is praising vaccines and the importance of vaccines, and very much on the side of what they can bring to humanity. We'll be speaking to him a little bit later on the show as well. And then there is the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling end of the world is rapidly approaching. I mean, so rapidly, we're talking about 6 days from now. It's less than a week. And how hard would it be? How bad would it be for people? There's a piece in the Washington Post where they actually speak to some of the people who would be hit first by a debt ceiling, government shutdown, delay of government checks, collapse, however you want to describe it. And it could be devastating for people, especially people who are over 88 years old. That means Dianne Feinstein. She actually is wealthy enough, so she doesn't have to worry. But I didn't know this. Social Security payments are paid out at different times of month, depending on your own financial status. And the people with the lowest financial status and most advanced age, in other words, over 88, are the people who get their checks sent out the first 2 days of the new month. And what the Washington Post is reporting is that if they don't get this thing settled, the Social Security checks and that are supposed to be going out on June 1st and June 2nd will almost certainly be delayed. And could that be a serious matter for some of the millions of people who are recipients over 88 or people with disabilities? Roughly $98 billion worth of benefits, including Medicare, Medicaid, and military and civil retirement payments, are scheduled to go out in the first 2 days of June, according to analysis by the Bipartisan Policy Center. But they would not be able to go out, presumably, if this thing isn't settled. Kevin McCarthy spoke on the debt ceiling yesterday and was not so optimistic yesterday. He seems to be better about what's happening today. This is yesterday for Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. It's clip 9.
We're being reasonable.
You're going to need Democratic votes, probably in the House, definitely in the Senate. You have a Democrat in the White House. Why not offer a single concession beyond saying we're not going to default?
We've offered a lot of concessions. The cap on the spending is a Democrat idea. The work requirement was a Democrat idea. The time... I can't help it if the Democrats have become so extreme and now it's a party of Bernie Sanders than the party where Joe Biden was elected. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He is the head Democrat. But if AOC and Bernie Sanders is going to run their party, that's not my fault. I'm not even sure Bernie Sanders is a registered Democrat.
And he's not. He's an independent and identifies as an independent. Today he spoke more optimistically, but he talked about the fact that they are approaching a deal. Listen, this is clip 14. Oh, this was on Fox News today. Speaker McCarthy...
Will you have a deal today?
I don't know if we have a deal today. We worked well past midnight last night. We did make progress yesterday, but we still have a number of items that need to get through. And look, it's not the most important thing here is to get an agreement worthy of the American public. Remember why we're here. We have the most money at any time, if you even take it to GDP, coming in to the government. But we're spending more than we've ever spent in history since the Democrats took the majority, and we have the most debt that we ever have. Our debt is larger than our entire economy. So we've got to get this right. The Republicans passed the bill in April. I sat down with the president February 1st. He said he wouldn't talk to me for 97 days. And so we've got a short time frame that we're trying to get this done. But unfortunately, every Democrat in the House voted against raising the debt limit. But Republicans have a bill that raised the debt limit, put us in an economically stronger path to curb inflation. It's sitting over in the Senate.
Okay, this is really an indication of where we are right now, where both parties are trying very hard to make it clear that the other side is to blame. The one thing that I would say here is that for most people who don't follow the ins and the outs and the particularities and which member said this and which senator said this and which cabinet member said this, the fact that Joe Biden is president of the United States, he will take the main blame if these disasters really happen. That Washington Post article says the risks of a U.S. default are vast and wide-ranging. If Congress and President Joe Biden don't reach a deal in the next week, the government will run out of money to cover its expenses, causing unprecedented harm to the economy. Stocks, bonds, and the U.S. dollar would plummet, contributing to nearly 8 million job losses and wiping out an estimated $10 trillion in household wealth. That, according to estimates and analysis by Moody's Analytics. Should we take that seriously when you talk about wiping out that many trillions of dollars of household wealth? That means your investments. Because with the stock market today is weird. The NASDAQ seems to be going up, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is going down very directly. One of the most high-profile rioters from January 6th in the U.S. Capitol has just been sentenced today to 18 years in prison. This is one of the planners of a plot that culminated in his followers attacking the U.S. Capitol in a bid to keep President Joe Biden out of the White House after the 2020 election. Stuart Rhodes, the name of the leader of Oath Keepers, 18 years in prison. One of the questions that I know that President Trump needs to be asked is he's talked a lot about pardoning people involved with these sentences and with the riots on the Capitol. Would he pardon Stuart Rhodes after 18 years in prison? Of course, I'll try to dodge that question, but it's an important one. And many more coming up. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, it did not go well for Ron DeSantis yesterday. That doesn't mean it won't go well for him in the campaign. He's been a remarkable governor of the state of Florida. I think his record as governor of the state of Florida has been phenomenal. He is an extremely brilliant individual. He is a very gifted politician, as his tremendous landslide victory in Florida shows. But yesterday was a disaster. There was actually a pretty clever response by Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. posted, because of all the glitches involving the Ron DeSantis announcement, Donald Trump Jr. just posted a one-word Twitter response which said "disaster" in the place of "DeSantis" or "DeSanctimonious," as his father would prefer. He just put "disaster." Well, it was, and it really raises a question of judgment here. Who came up with this great idea of doing your announcement of candidacy on Twitter? It's the dumbest thing in the world. I've worked on campaigns. Anyone who has worked on campaigns knows if you have a choice between sending a message on TV where people get a video impression of you, and maybe with a live crowd, maybe it's not with a live crowd. There are people who have done memorable announcements of candidacy with about just a Statue of Liberty in the background. Reagan did that, if you may remember that, or you take to some scenic location. But there should be a visual component. What's the idea of doing it on Twitter where you're not reaching that many people? I mean, even the number of people who are watching at the beginning of this thing was about 600,000. They were listening, and I was one of them. And it was very frustrating because you kept having long periods of silence, and then you'd hear Elon Musk's voice saying, are we on now? Is it working? Or are we crashing again? Oh, we're crashing again. And again, this is an indication of incompetence and bad judgment. Some of the newspaper headlines... The New York Times described it as the conference call from hell. And at Semaphore, they wrote, Ron DeSantis gambled on Elon Musk and went bust. And then Politico, DeSantis launch marred by horrendous tech failures. At Axios, glitches hit DeSantis safe space strategy. And the New York Times front page... Okay, it has a picture of DeSantis sort of looking like he's on the deck of the Titanic and waving goodbye. But above that picture, they have hot mic, dead air, and eventually DeSantis speaks. I mean, how bad was it? It was bad, and part of how bad it was invited the Donald Trump team to post a parody of DeSantis's Twitter Spaces debacle, and this is a fake DeSantis announcement video featuring, well, you can listen for the voices of Adolf Hitler, George Soros, Dick Cheney, the devil, the FBI, and himself. Okay, this is what the parody sounded like. This is clip six.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Ron DeSantis Twitter space.
Hello? Is my microphone working correctly?
George, can you just wait while we...
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can all hear you, George. Can you just hold on for a second?
Hilfa, I don't think they can hear me.
I can hear you fine, George. Just speak to the
microphone. I don't think George knows how to use Twitter.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Can I please make my big announcement now? Everyone just...
Hello!
Just shut up, George.
Can somebody just mute George?
Dick, could you try not to cough on the phone?
Okay, so how are we going to take out Trump, you guys?
Guys from the FBI, this is not a private call. This is a public Twitter space. Everyone can listen in.
Damn it.
Anyway, guys, we invited everyone to this Twitter space so Governor Ron DeSantis could...
Everyone just shut the hell up so I can make my announcement, okay?
You go, girl.
Wait, the devil is gay?
So what? Everyone in this call is gay.
He can't take this.
I happen to know every single one of you has a secret gay
lover. Guys, can we please just calm down?
So anyway, guys, I just wanted to announce that I'm...
Okay, I can hear the governor very well.
Shut up. Would George. You please shut up already?
Okay, this was actually more listenable than what was actually went out there on the air. It was a disaster, and there's no question about it. One of the things that that actually Jim Garrity writes about this morning is that there was a prominent comment by David Marcus, who said this is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to a presidential candidate, and it's not close. And Jim Garrity had a whole list of other things that had happened to presidential candidates that he thinks were worse. He said, in no particular order, because I know readers of this newsletter probably have a favorite and want it near the top, here are 10 much more embarrassing moments for presidential candidates that I came up with, just off the top of my head. Then, Texas Governor Rick Perry couldn't remember the third federal department he would eliminate as president. It turned out to be the Department of Energy, which years later he ran under President Trump. In the 2000 race, Gary Bauer fell off a stage while attempting to flip a pancake. Vermont Governor Howard Dean, his list of states and then his scream. Michael Dukakis looking like Snoopy riding a tank. John Kerry's bunny suit photo at NASA, John Edwards denying he was the father of his mistress's child, which he later admitted he was, Bob Dole falling off the stage in Chico, California, and then attempting to recover by declaring he had fallen for Chico, Jeb Bush's please clap, Marco Rubio's odd verbatim repeating of what he just said moments earlier when challenged by Chris Christie in the New Hampshire debate, and Rudy Giuliani's decision to hold a press conference about legal challenges to the 2020 election results at Four Seasons Landscaping outside Philadelphia. I would also have accepted whatever it was that was leaking out of Giuliani's hair during another press conference around that time. Okay, Giuliani wasn't a candidate for president while that was going on. The worst, by the way, I think the most embarrassing thing ever for a presidential candidate was Gerald Ford in a debate with Jimmy Carter, and it actually cost him the presidency, saying twice, there is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe. He was president of the United States, and to say that at that time in 1976... disaster. We will be right back with Jonathan Allen coming up.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. And all the talk about the debt ceiling and spending cuts, President Biden wants us to know what his talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are and are not about.
The negotiations we're having with Speaker McCarthy is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default.
The president says Republican leaders agree there will not be a default. The Supreme Court says the federal government can't call something a federally protected wetland unless it's connected to a larger body of water. The 5-4 ruling from an Idaho case in which a couple was denied a permit to build a house because an isolated, soggy portion of the property was designated a wetland. Near normal is how the government describes the upcoming hurricane season. Forecasters calling for a dozen or more named storms, as many as nine of which could become named hurricanes, and as many as four turning into major hurricanes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, so how bad was it? How much of a setback for Ron DeSantis, who continues to be the main challenger to Donald Trump for the Republican nomination in the polling? So he's now an announced candidate. What does it all mean? Nobody better to talk to than Jonathan Allen, who is a senior political reporter for NBC, the best-selling author of Lucky, which is a history of the last Biden campaign, the one that actually won the election by more than 7 million votes and installed Joe Biden as the incumbent president of the United States. Okay, Jonathan, David Marcus contended that the announcement of candidacy by Ron DeSantis last night with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces, he said, "This is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to a presidential candidate, and it's not close." Is that a little bit overstated or kind of on point?
No, I think there's plenty of hyperbole there. I mean, you know, Michael Dukakis in a tank comes immediately to mind as an embarrassing moment. Of course, footage that was used by George H.W. Bush's allies against him. And there have been plenty of embarrassing moments for presidential candidates in the past, some of which they recover from, some of which they don't. I think what I would say about, you know, this very difficult launch that DeSantis had yesterday, the failure to lift off immediately, and then, you know, they didn't scrub the launch, but it was certainly delayed. I think what I would say is if he doesn't end up winning the Republican nomination, people will look back at it and say this was an indication of where things were going. And if he does come back and win the Republican nomination, he will look that much stronger for having bounced back from a low point. And I think the truth is probably somewhere in between, which is that I do think that this points to some of the problems that we've already seen from his operation. you know, a real belief that they're going to be able to control any environment, no matter how unpredictable it might be. I think that, you know, the sort of the lack of foresight about potential disaster. You know, there are many ways in which you can launch a presidential campaign, and most of them are pretty safe. In fact, most candidates do a video to start with these days, and some of them hold a big rally. He chose neither and decided to experiment with Twitter Spaces, which, you know, for a candidate who is very light on their feet and, you know, is able to improvise well, that could really show some familiarity with an audience. But DeSantis isn't that guy. He got on there and read his stump speech. So, you know, that I think the lack of foresight kind of points to, you know, points to some of the operational challenges he has. And maybe he'll overcome them, and maybe he won't.
Okay, there's a fact here, and I'm wondering if you can explain it, Jonathan, and if anyone can, you can, which is, why would they want to do something that was on Twitter rather than doing something that's on TV? I mean, look, there's a fact of advertising. Advertising on TV costs a lot more money than advertising on radio, for instance. And generally, people recognize that it's a better thing to show visual imagery of a candidate. That's what candidates go for. Nobody tries just a disembodied voice. And this was a disembodied voice just reading from a script in a studio somewhere. What was the idea of that? Why did someone in the DeSantis campaign think it was a brilliant idea to sit down with Elon Musk, with a very controversial billionaire who's going to upstage you anyway, and then announce your candidacy this way? What was the thinking?
I don't think at this point we could get an answer that we would really trust coming out of the DeSantis camp, not because they're particularly dishonest, but because obviously after you know, a public debacle like that, there's a lot of
someone should get fired.
Covering to happen. But let me make the argument for what the upside of the Twitter launch with Elon Musk would be, or one of the upsides. Ron DeSantis does not have a base of people who have voted for him and donated to him across the country the way that, say, a Donald Trump does. Elon Musk has 140 million Twitter followers. I think that they are the data that they can call from the, you know, of the people who are interested in the DeSantis launch, no matter how well it went, is an incredible increase in the number of people that they can identify as potential supporters. Now, obviously, not everybody on that call was supporters. I saw a lot of reporters on there, saw some Trump people on there, you know, just people generally interested in politics. But, you know, I think they're going to be able to look at the people who signed up for this thing, who signed on to this thing, and you know, from their perspective, hopefully be able to call a lot of information about people who are at least interested in the campaign that he didn't have before. You know, and the other thing is, you know, there is a way in which appearing with Elon Musk can diminish another person. He is a bigger figure than Ron DeSantis is. But I think that the hope was that Musk would act as something closer to what Trump did for DeSantis back in 2018, as somebody who is validating and giving credibility from, you know, a sort of higher station. And, you know, there's a risk, again, that you look smaller, not bigger because of it. But, you know, Musk is definitely a muscular player in the cultural and technological and financial and political spheres in the United States.
Okay, right now the other topic, which is incredibly newsworthy, is apparently getting closer to a deal on the debt ceiling. Jonathan, is it your impression that they will get this done before June 1st?
You never know, and the reason you never know is because there are going to be some set of people that want to vote no for as long as possible, no matter what's in the deal, right? Like, they believe it's in their political interest to be the last holdout, and it depends on how much they drag their feet in the House. It depends on how much senators, say Mike Lee from Utah, decides to try to slow down the gears of the Senate. It could be that they come to a deal that is, approved by the vast majority of members of the House and the Senate and still not able to get it done by June 1st. My suspicion is that they will probably get it done. This is a very different construct with a debt limit deal than most things that are negotiated on Capitol Hill. Most of the time you're negotiating legislation, and the downside of not doing it is that it simply doesn't happen. The status quo remains. If you're talking about an energy bill or an environmental bill or a telecommunications bill, you know, the downside is simply status quo. In this case, the downside is potential economic calamity, and so that becomes a forcing mechanism even for the two parties as they try to stick to their guns.
Who's likely to get most of the blame if, God forbid, we do have that economic catastrophe?
I mean, the conventional wisdom, and I tend to agree with it, is that President Biden would get the most blame, not necessarily because he would get the most blame for it happening at the moment, but if there was an economic catastrophe, fallout of that potentially a year down the road, a year and a half down the road, not everybody's paying attention to the debt limit question, but they will pay attention to what is the price of milk and, you know, do they have a job, and the other signs of a strong economy and a healthy, vibrant workforce, if those things are interrupted or made worse. I mean, right now we're still recovering. If those things are made worse, then voters will tend to be angry at incumbents. And the way the House is structured with a very partisan district, there are only a handful of members of either party who are at risk of losing general elections. So the throw the bums out mentality is much easier to apply to a sitting president than it is to, say, the entire House or, most of the House.
Absolutely brilliant and spot on. Always a pleasure speaking to Jonathan Allen. His book, available in paperback about the last Biden campaign, is called Lucky. New books on the way. We will be right back with more on where we stand on the debt ceiling and the Republican race for president coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Nasty person. I'll tell you.
Michael Medved.
Well, I'll tell you, he also thinks that Ron DeSanctimonious is a nasty person. President Trump has taped a brief response to the announcement of candidacy last night, the ill-starred announcement of candidacy by Ron DeSantis. And by the way, his name is Ron, not Rob. President Trump, I think, knows that, but he has been using the name Rob to designate his opponent, as in this response to the announcement of candidacy, clip 15.
Rob DeSanctimonious and his poll numbers are dropping like a rock. I would almost be inclined to say these are record falls. The question is, Rob just young, inexperienced, and naive, or, more troubling, is he a fool who has no idea what the hell he's doing? We already have one of those in office. We don't need another one. We need MAGA. Make America great again. That's what we want.
We need MAGA. That's what we want. What we do want is things that work. And just to give you a little bit of the flavor of what it was like last night, to tune in, and I did so right after the show. It was scheduled to happen. I mean, one of the things, you have a big event like this, and you have hundreds of thousands of people who want to hear it, if not millions. And it's supposed to be happening at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. You start the damn thing at 6 o'clock. I mean, what happened to punctuality as a presidential virtue? By the way, that was one of those things that the press corps even gave credit to President George W. Bush for. He was always, always on the money when it came to timing. The five different times that I had the opportunity to meet with President Bush in the White House, each one of those, he was totally punctual. But about already 5 or 6 minutes late, Elon Musk was talking with his crew about the technical difficulties, and the people like me who were tuned in trying to hear it heard what sounded like this. This is clip 8.
Let's see. So, yeah, I think so. Just to simplify that.
only thing we're just going to use your. That's the only thing we're just going to use your. Well, there's 382,000 people on.
All right, great. So let's see.
So we're going to keep crashing, huh?
Yeah, I think we've got just a massive number of people online, so it's servers are straining somewhat.
Okay, and then after all of that, and after nearly a half hour, it was about 20 minutes, half hour, they finally were able to turn it over to Governor DeSantis. And what does he do? He doesn't make light of the situation. He doesn't think on his feet. He takes out a sheet of paper, as it sounded like, and just reads his stump speech. And it sounded like this. This is Governor DeSantis making the actual announcement, clip three.
I understand that you may have an announcement to make. We've got, I think, a record audience assembled here. You know, probably the biggest room that's probably ever been assembled online. What would you like to tell them?
Well, I am running for President of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes, and we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country. Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. The federal government's making it harder for the average family to make ends meet and to attain and maintain a middle-class lifestyle. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob. I don't think it has to be this way. American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice. And we should choose a new direction, a path that will lead to American revitalization. We must restore sanity to our nation.
Okay. And then he goes on, and it sounds very similarly canned. Listen.
This means embracing fiscal and economic sanity. Stop pricing hardworking Americans out of a good standard of living through inflationary borrow, print, and spending policies. And please embrace American energy independence. This also means replacing the woke mind virus with reality, facts, and enduring principles. Merit must trump identity politics. We must return normalcy to our communities. America's a sovereign country. Our borders must be respected. We cannot have foreigners pouring into our country illegally by the millions. We cannot allow drug cartels to poison our population with fentanyl. Public deserves safe communities, and law and order must be maintained in American cities. We can't have inmates running the asylum, and we must reject attacks on the men and women of law enforcement. We also must reestablish integrity in our institutions.
Okay, this is one of those things where you compare this to the speech that was given 2 days ago. And really, it wasn't that. It was 3 days ago as he actually did the speech on Monday. As Tim Scott, which was emotional and optimistic, and there was a discernible theme. And a part of the what is highlighted here is there is such a complete difference in the way that conservatives and liberals see Governor DeSantis. And given the fact that most Americans are not that ideological, they aren't committed to one ideology or another, most Americans are kind of in the center. And appealing to those people in the middle is going to determine who the next president of the United States is going to be. And just listen to this difference. This is describing the same thing. The Wall Street Journal versus the New York Times. The Wall Street Journal, more conservative. The New York Times, of course, the voice of establishment liberalism. Describing the DeSantis record. The New York Times writes the following paragraph, which I think is worth sharing. In the most recent legislative session alone, Florida Republicans banned abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, expanded the use of the death penalty, allowed Floridians to carry concealed guns without a permit, restricted gender transition care for minors, limited teaching about gender identity and sexual orientation, defunded diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public schools and colleges, and they shielded records of Governor DeSantis's own scrutinized travel from the public. And the way that his record is described in the Wall Street Journal, and it's the same record. It's just very, very different tone and emphasis. The Wall Street Journal writes in an editorial, "His legislative record is as impressive as you'll find, including near universal school choice, $3.3 billion for Everglades restoration, tort and insurance reform, paycheck protection for workers in public unions, tax cuts, insisting on free speech in higher education, and resisting woke ideology. His greatest achievement was his handling of the pandemic. Mr. DeSantis decided to reopen schools in 2020 and had to fight lawsuits to do so. He was among the first governors to reopen his state's economy, and Florida became a mecca for tens of thousands who wanted a refuge from lockdown isolation. For breaking from COVID orthodoxy, he was maligned in the press as the angel of death." And that idea that DeSantis has going for him, frankly, is the one thing that these two views have in common, is the idea that DeSantis was an activist, and he was something that got a lot done, and something that he got a lot done in the name of conservative reform. And conservative reform is not a contradiction in terms. It is exactly, it seems to me, what most people in the country want. And we will find out, of course, and it'll be more clear in the primaries. And in terms of the primaries, I believe that part of what happened yesterday means that this won't be just a two-man race, that the Republican race for the nomination is going to be more complicated. But not as complicated as it was for another presidential candidate a long time ago. We'll be taking a look at Abraham Lincoln and his faith and how that shaped his presidency and his fate and his place in history. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.